Tefillah for Life, Shir 1077, Yom Revi B'Shabbes, Parshas Emor. There's a very interesting concept that they bring from the Chavetz Chaim. The Chavetz Chaim didn't like that there were divisions in Klal Yisrael. Chasidim, Misnagdim, Sfardim. He said, where do we see in the Torah a separation between different parts of Klal Yisrael? He said, Klal Yisrael rather is split into three madrigas. He says there are Varma Yidin, warm Yidin, Kalta Yidin, cold Yidin, and Yidin that he called Peshrim, lukewarm Yidin. Not like that, not like that. And he explained that whatever part of Klal Yisrael you belong to, a Yid's goal is to be a Varma Yid, to be a Yid that's fired up, that has passion for Avodas Hashem. And he explained the pasuk in last week's parsha, Parsha's Kedoshim. The pasuk says, Kedoshim tiyu ki kadosh ani. You should be kadosh like I'm kadosh. Zakta Chavetz Chaim, that's keneged avarma yid, a hasiyid, a yid that's hot, a yid that has passion. And the Rebbeinu Shlom says, Ani Hashem aleikechem. We have a deep relationship. The next level is Ish Imoy Va'aviv Tiro V'Shabseisai Tishmeiru. People that keep things that the Rebbeinu Shlom wants them to keep. Things that make sense, Kibud Ava'im, Shabbos. And there also it says, Ani Hashem Aleikechem. Even though they're not on the same level of Kedusha as the Varma Yidin, as the Hesi Yidin, as the Yidin with a passion, but they're in between. And then there's the next pasuk, Al Tifnu El Ha'alilim, don't turn to Avodah Zarah, that's talking about the Kalta Yidin, the Yidin that are cold. And their whole relationship is that they keep away from Avodah Zarah. They have a very minimal connection to Ruchnius, but they keep away from Avodah Zarah. Zakta Chavetz Chaim, by them also, it says, Ani Hashem Aleikecha. Every Yid, according to his Madrega, has a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is very important as we advance to the next stage in Psukah de Zimra. We finish Baruch Hashem the Halalukas, we're moving on to the next part. We have to aim to be a Hesa Yid, a Varma Yid, a Yid who's warm, a Yid who feels a passion for Avodah, a passion for Tefillah, to put an effort to feel that connection to the Rebbeinu Shlelem. Kedoshim to you, to feel like there's a relationship here. Ani Hashem Aleikechem. That's the highest relationship that a Yid can have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in tefillah, it plays out in a very powerful way. To daven with feeling, to daven with a passion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. To daven as if you're talking to the Melech Malchei Amlochim.